You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. As you guys know, with my last video that I put out, A Sad Day Indeed, I got thrown into the gulag for simply sharing the link to the original article. Boy, I tell you, that is outright hilarious. And the reason why, they said nudity and sexuality. Mind you, there is still naked yoga on this site that you can literally go and find. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, as I continue to walk through this dumpster fire, train wreck of a society that is continuously burning, all I can do is sip my Jim Beam and apple and continuously gorge on handfuls of popcorn. Yeah, it is going down. No matter how much they try to put the facade of everything being okay out, yeah, it is crashing. Cacophonia is on fire. Figuratively, of course. But what have I been doing during my time in the gulag? Well, I can tell you this much. For those of you who might not know, delivery jobs is definitely one of the best red pill jobs you can ever go into. Why? Because, as I stated in videos in the past, delivery jobs gives you a great peek behind a lot of female curtains. Yeah, a lot of women that you see on social media who try to have a luxurious lifestyle, yeah, no. Oh, I thought my previous job opened a lot of doors. Nah, DoorDash, I have seen even further behind the curtain of a lot of these women. Yeah, I am definitely home on the dark side. Yeah. Now, CGA has spoken about the dark side in regards to seeking. I can definitely confirm. I've actually made deliveries to some of the women on seeking in my area. And they see me and they're just like, I know you. I'm like, no, we've never met, but you've probably seen my profile. But anyway, here's your stuff. And some women have actually tried to get back in contact with me because some of them have actually seen me in the gym. Yeah, it is going down. These women out here are trying to catch any man who will have them. Yeah, the house of cards has fallen. However, I refuse to meet with any of these women. It's good to have a toe in the water. It's good to see the battlefield, but it's also good to know when to not engage. Speaking of engagements, guess who decided that they were going to take me out to celebrate my birthday, which was last week? Yeah, the meat sack. Now, this came completely out of left field. She was like, hey, your birthday just passed. I want to take you out. Where do you want to go? And I'm like, wait a minute. Last 2 years, we haven't barely even spoke. Now all of a sudden you want to take me out for my birthday? Well, cool. If you want to spend your money, all right, I want to go here. So, of course, she took me where I wanted, paid for everything. And now she's constantly trying to reestablish comms. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm good. I'm cool. So naturally, she asked me, because she just couldn't resist. Are you seeing anybody? I'm like, listen, I told you when we was at our daughter's birthday party, I don't see women for relationships. I only want one thing from them. So, as I told you back then, I'm going to tell you right now, if I really want a woman just for 30 minutes to 1 hour of happy time, I got money. And of course, she wanted to be mad, but she really couldn't be mad because she knows I'm not trying to be in another relationship. To hell with that nonsense. I'm too free for that. Well, I'm free enough to where I decide what I want. And yeah, if I just want happy time, yeah, I will find a service provider. I got no problem with that. Or I've got plenty of females on Seeking who don't mind coming over to do the nasty. But anyway, yeah, she is really trying to reestablish comms. And I'm just like, eh, whatever. I really don't care. I really don't. But speaking of my birthday, I actually ended up getting a new SINCOM. Now, with the whole deal with the Chinese factories shutting down, and I've got an update. Thank you, Phil, for sending me this one. It appears that they're back open and shipping has resumed. So, good on them. But there was one particular, you know, doll that I was looking at, and I actually ended up taking a shot and going to another site that specializes in smaller, you know, more compact dolls, and I actually found it there. And yeah, it was a bit of a knockoff. However, I am thoroughly happy with what I received. Now, yeah, I've looked at other sites who've reviewed knockoffs, and yeah, some of the knockoffs are just blatant knockoffs. But if you look at this one versus the original one, yeah, this one, the one that I got, was definitely up to par. Perfect size, 140 centimeters. Outstanding boob quality. Yeah. So in my humble opinion, this is the best knockoff that I've seen. But other than that, yeah, celebrated my birthday. Got myself a new SINCOM. Watching all these females going straight up free fall. It's wonderful. As I stated before, I'm just walking through this society, watching it burn, sipping on my Jim Beam, and gorging on popcorn. All the illusions are done. People are finally facing reality. And guess what? All in all, it is what it is. Hell, I've actually seen more women on the track, on the blade, as of late. Yeah, It's getting real out here. And now that it's starting to get warm, oh yeah, they are out in force. So fellas, remember, keep your wits about you, because as one Chris Brown has experienced, all it takes is one woman to come out and say, hey, you did something. I need a quick paycheck. I need a quick payday. Guess what? You will be thrown under the bus. So, like I said, keep your wits about you. If you're going to engage with the modern woman, you must be extraordinarily careful. But if you do so, that's on you. Know what you're getting into. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and jump off of here. I've ranted on long enough. But ladies, the power is definitely going out for a lot of you. Feminism has definitely gone out for a lot of you too. Because now, what are you trying to do? The very thing that you proclaim to hate is the very thing you're trying to get yourself into a situation with. Men, us, as much as you hate us, now you know you really, really need us. But more and more men are saying, yeah, I'm not taking that deal. It is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. And that's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.